I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time to become a part of time.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a real interesting show in store for you this evening, jam-packed with information as usual, and tonight's topic will be centering around predictions, and those predictions will be coming from Sasani sources, the founders, Pleiadian, Andromedan, and Sirian. So, should be interesting to note what kind of cross connections we can come up with in checking out all those various ET sources. And but before we get into that, in our usual manner, I'd like to start off the program with a small Hari Om mantra meditation. So if the guys in the booth would play that now, that'd be great.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari, Hari, Hari Om.
Hari
Hari, 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 Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Yes, if you're new to ET Yoga, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda leading the Hari Om mantra. And that's called Japa Yoga, J-A-P-A, in the Integral Yoga Institute philosophy. And Sri Swami Satchidananda was the founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. One of my spiritual teachers, and always a pleasure to hear him do that particular chant. Now, with respect to tonight's program, I'd like to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And I'm going to make a few comments about the topic of tonight's program around predictions, because to be totally honest, I am shocked myself that I'm actually doing a show on predictions. I've done, you know, I don't know, over 100 ET yoga programs, and would never cross my mind. If you asked me a year ago, am I going to do a show on predictions, I'd say no way, because I'm really not that interested. And why might that be so? Well, years and years ago, I used to do astrology and do birth charts, and I've done tarot and I Ching. I still do the odd I Ching. But what I basically learned over the course of time was there are so many people that are interested in what was going to happen to them, and not really thinking about the fact that they were creating their own reality, but basically, you know, how the world was going to unfold for them, and being very concerned about that. And what I learned in the long run was that it's way more important how you handle what happens to you than what happens to you. And so based on that philosophy, I've never really had that much of an interest in predictions. Not only that, but in my point of view, I've never really seen anybody who was any good at doing predictions. And I stand on record with some of the stands that I've made in the past, not many predictions, let's say, but a few comments that I've made on ET yoga. Way back in 2003, there was the big scare about Planet X supposed to pass by and cause all sorts of catastrophic events to take place on the Earth, and I basically stood my ground and did my research and did my soul searching and whatever methods that I use to obtain information and use discernment with respect to information that's coming my way. And I basically came up with, to the conclusion that, yes, Nibiru is it's a fact, and it is a planet that sort of crosses our solar system about once every 3,600 years. And, yeah, there's Anunnaki on that particular planet. But I tend to agree with Bashar that in our lifetime, for those people listening to this radio show, you're never going to see it. So that was my conclusion at that time when everybody said this was supposed to happen in 2003 and there was pictures of it coming in and you could see it from the South Pole and all this kind of stuff. And as far as I know, they're still saying the same thing. At least a lot of people are. And then there was the showing of a spacecraft that was supposed to happen here a few years back, and I came out on air and said, in my opinion, I'd sure love to see that happen at that time, you know, like almost like a proof of extraterrestrial crafts, but that, you know, would have been large enough for a large portion of the population to see. But again, my take on that was, no, that wasn't going to happen, and sure enough, no, that didn't happen. And then, of course, we cruised along into 2012, and like to thank my friend John in Boston for actually both of us kind of came up with the idea of this year's the best year ever, and today is the best day ever. And that's what I always had to say about 2012. I was interviewed on several radio shows, and as negative as everybody else seemed to be about 2012, I always felt that you put a positive spin on it, and it's going to turn out great. And I'm looking back on 2012, it was a pretty good year, I thought, for just about everything. And all the doomsayers and naysayers all had their catastrophic predictions of doom and gloom. And 2012, well, it didn't really turn out that way. And good old Bashar was right on again. I think he basically said that it would be a turning point, that after December 21st of 2012, that everything on the planet would actually tend to be slightly positive rather than negative. So that was a prediction that turned out, in my opinion, to be accurate. And another friend wrote to me and said that, and I'll quote, "To me, predictions are having a firm grasp of the obvious. And what Jesus said about predictions is when you look to the west and you see dark clouds forming, you know a storm is coming. And Tesla said, if you want to find out the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. So I believe that all that will occur has been known to those with eyes to see and ears to hear. And I must say that those people are in the minority." And just another one of those kind of comments that I tend to agree with. And then along, of course, came a lot of Bashar's teachings. And I think one of the main points of Bashar's teachings, and I call it one of the big four, is that events don't come with built-in meanings. Even though our society tends to have this idea that, in point of fact, outer circumstances come with built-in meanings. So if a certain event happens, it's either good or bad. Well, guess what? It's not either good or bad. It all depends on the spin you put on it. So any circumstance can turn out to be a positive experience, and in my opinion, there is no such thing as an event without two sides, just like there's no such thing as a coin without two sides. So no matter if a lot of people would view a certain event as negative, there's always a flip side and people who would view it as a positive. And I was on a radio show, the Unicus Hour, and someone asked actually about Fukushima. And, you know, well, what possible good could that have happened? Well, in my opinion, on a world scale, that event basically should have got us riled up enough that we would have shut down nuclear energy by now, because it's definitely not worth the risk. And possibly if the North American media was actually accurately reporting the ramifications of the biggest ecological disaster in our history, at least, possibly a lot more people would be inclined to make sure that we don't have this nuclear energy, that it's not really needed. But at this point, at least, maybe we quite haven't learned that lesson. So in point of fact, in with respect to predictions, I was, frankly, also amazed that Bashar came out in December of 2014, and he came out with some predictions. And this is quite uncharacteristic of Bashar, because over the course of, I don't know, the last 25 years, yes, he's talked about first contact, and he's given a general time frame about that particular scenario. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But for the most part, you know, he doesn't get into that. He doesn't get into it in his workshops, and he's more involved with, you know, people realizing how self-empowered they can be and helping us to become more self-empowered, and more of who we are is more what he's all about, not so much predictions. However, in December of 2014, the extraterrestrial being channeled by Daryl Anka made some profound predictions, and they emphasized great changes ahead for humanity and our planet Earth starting in 2015 to 2016 and beyond. And I personally think, knowing a little bit about Bashar, that this is Bashar's way of kind of giving us a heads up. It's kind of like a baseball game where the pitcher's throwing 95-mile-an-hour fastballs, but all of a sudden, guess what? There's a change-up coming, a nice slow change-up. And Bashar's giving us a heads up. And I'm going to share with you that prediction that he made in last December. And it first should be noted that Bashar stated that there's no such thing as a prediction of the future. The only thing that can be done is a reading of the energy as it is now. And after that, you make a prediction only because there is so much energy behind it that he believes that over 85% or higher in most cases that it's unlikely to divert. So that's Bashar's giving us his definition of a prediction. And he continues by saying that this window of time on your planet is going to be one of the of high acceleration and also high manifestation of whatever energy state we are in. And we're going to see increased manifestation of the energy states we are choosing to be. Not only will they be reflected in your physical reality via circumstances and events, but also in your bodies themselves. So we will have many ways to identify when we are out of alignment with the frequency of our true being. Now, he says, by the fall of 2016, and I quote, everything will change. And that's a whopper for only three words. Everything will change by the fall of 2016. Some changes will be immediately apparent and rapid, and other things will not be apparent in that time, but will establish the seed of change that will play out over the years to follow. We will in some ways, shape, or form finally realize that the existence of extraterrestrial life in some form is a fact. And we will know for a fact that life exists in some form on other planets with a 98% probability. Now, I find that quite exciting. That's coming up in the near future. Abrupt change in our financial and economic situation. He states that a great economic downturn in our financial structure will occur again. And I know a lot of people were looking for a financial crash in 2008. And, of course, with all the bailouts and everything, it wasn't really called a crash. I guess some people would call it, though, the crash because it took a ton of money to bail all the banks out. But anyway, Bashar believe that this will occur again, and this will create new ideas of economics in our North American financial system. There will be a complete revamping of our taxation system to allow our nation to get back on its feet. By 2020, many things in our economic system that didn't work will fall away, and new systems will be put into place. So, that by between 2025 and 2030, we will have in place things that will allow us to function far more easily in a planetary global system. And that's with an 87 to 95% probability. But it all starts around the fall of 2016. And between 2020 and 2025, he says, we'll finally allow ourselves the initial discovery of what will lead to free energy. This will be accelerated by another nuclear meltdown that will occur since we continue to use this type of dirty energy. Between 2017 and 2019, he states that with about a 98% probability there'll be another relatively devastating terrorist attack, and will turn things around in a variety of ways. Between 2015 and 2020, he states that another nuclear meltdown, that's just shy of 100% probability. This will lead to new forms of energy and walking down new paths, and we will make great strides in many, many developments. That is like the space race, where we went from absolutely no space travel capability to landing on the moon in a very short time. Between 2020 and 2025, we will know for a fact that Atlantis is real and it existed. Someone will find the last hall, the lost hall of records that exists. Many of the books from the large library of Alexandria, thought to be lost forever, will be found. This wealth of knowledge from Atlantis will usher in the idea of the new golden age on planet Earth. Between 2020 and 2030, inventions and capabilities that we never thought possible will come about as we will be using our resources in a coordinated manner. This will accelerate first contact and the disclosure of the fact that extraterrestrial beings have been in contact with Earth governments for quite some time. Between 2025 and 2033, there will be official first contact on Earth with the Yael, who will land their ships and make first contact. And I should note, especially for anybody that's new to ET Yoga, this connection that Bashar makes with the Yael. Bashar, when he first did his teachings, he's been teaching for about 30 years through Daryl. He's from the Sasani civilization. And the Sasani are now called the Shakani because they've moved up a dimension in consciousness. And the Sasani actually called those who will come first the Shalanaya. So the Shalanaya is the name that the Sasani used to describe those that we'll have first contact with from extraterrestrials, as far as a first public contact. And the Shalanaya call themselves the Yael. And in terms of something that we can all relate to that's connected to the Yael, the phenomenon known as the Phoenix Lights, according to Bashar, that is a Yael craft, kind of shaped like a boomerang, about a mile wide, flew over the state of Arizona. Lots of people saw it, lots of different takes on what was seen, but that's Bashar's version of that particular incident. And also looking further into the actual script of Bashar's predictions, Bashar's craft, he states now, is started off, I don't know, about 2,500 miles above the Earth. It's now down to 1,000 miles, and it's over Sedona. And according to Bashar, he's going to be beaming energy down. This is of an extraterrestrial nature down into the Sedona area. It'll spread out from there. With the heaviest concentration being Sedona and kind of spreading itself out over the rest of the planet, in a sense. But and although nobody's ever really stated this, sounds pretty logical to me that maybe when those craft land, they might be landing around Sedona. But just to give you the background on that particular story. And over the next 50 years, Bashar says, there will be a rising of our ocean levels by about 40 to 50 feet, changing the coastal regions in some areas as they go underwater. Some areas that are a little temperate will become a little bit cooler. This is because our industrial choices have accelerated the natural cycles and will usher in a mini ice age that will only last about 50 years instead of hundreds of years. So one of the commentators said, as you can see, everything is about to change for the better. We will expand in most areas, like revamping our financial and tax systems here in North America, as well as the fact that ET information will be disclosed, and we'll be making the first contact with the Yael. We'll also be discovering free energy devices and much more cool technology. At the same time, there'll be some contraction as we may need to experience another terrorist attack, one nuclear meltdown, and as we realize, these are things we need to change. So we'll benefit from them in the long run. We can always choose to make the changes now and avoid them, but according to Bashar, it's likely that we will need them to shake us awake, so to speak. And that's the predictions from Bashar and the story of the Shalanaya. And now I'd like to share with you a prediction that's coming from the founders, and that's from crystalwind.ca. And the founders state that eventually the population of the Earth will begin to decline and the remaining resources will begin to grow and balance will eventually be restored. It's expected that large areas of the planet will be uninhabitable for many years, either due to warfare, climate change, or disease. Most sea-level cities will be decimated, the oceans will rise and obliterate the coastlines. Meanwhile, the self-sufficient communities will thrive and prosper, although they will still be physically visible to would-be attackers. Their high vibration will rend them psychologically invisible. Roving bands of soldiers and plunderers will eventually go right past the peaceful villages without even seeing them. The light workers will be protected in many ways. As they emit positive vibrations, the governments, militaries, and Illuminati operatives will either ignore them or fail to find them. To quote this channel, the enlightened ones will drop off the radar screen. Those who are listening to their inner voice of God will be guided as to where it will be safe on Earth. They will meet with others who are receiving similar visions. They'll be guided as to how to set up an enlightened government that is unlike the dying systems in the unsafe areas of the world. For a time, they will undergo many challenges, and their egos will still attempt to interfere. However, the councils will be composed of the brightest and best, and great wisdom will come out of the council meetings. All souls will be respected and honored. For a time, the communities will be somewhat isolated from the rest of the world, but eventually they will form a strong worldwide network of light. The Andromeda's advice to those of you hearing this message is the same as it has always been. Grow, evolve, and expand your awareness of the limitless love and compassion within yourself. Come from the center of your being. Reside in God consciousness. There is really no other way if you want to break free of the illusions of this world. You have our help and of the Galactic Federation. You have more help than ever before. And now I'd like to move on to share some predictions from Barbara Marciniak. And for those that aren't familiar with Barbara, she's the one that wrote Bringers of the Dawn. And, you know, there is a free copy of Bringers of the Dawn online. And I liken Barbara Marciniak's Bringers of the Dawn as kind of the classic extraterrestrial text. Like in yogic terms, I would say Yogananda's Autobiography of a Yogi is the classic yogic text. And of course, much of the Pleiadian information that was in Bringers of the Dawn covered the years from about 1987 up to about 2013. And the information I'm going to share now comes from some notes I made because it's about, you know, a 2.5-hour program, and it's called The Great Changeover, and that's between 2013 and 2027. And it's definitely an acceleration of energy. And she disclosed that actually, in unknown to most of us, that in 2012 there was an international coalition was assembled to deal with the ET ships coming out of the water in the Pacific. Interesting. And also, with respect to chemtrails, in her opinion, this is a Pleiadian channeling, that the they block vitality that you get from the sun and energy, and that's used for the pineal gland, and that the fluoride in the water is also another form of an attack on the pineal gland. And loving yourself strengthens everything in you. And they say that adaptability is the name of the game for this new era coming up, and that toxic elements must be dealt with. And they also note that the problems today are that many of the kids being born with autism and many of the older people are leaving with Alzheimer's, so that it's becoming more and more difficult to be born in a healthy body and leave here with your brain intact. So that's the challenge. They go on to talk about, actually, they mentioned even Obamacare, and apparently that doctors, previous to this current message, were treating children, but they're saying that in the future they won't be allowed to treat you unless the kids are vaccinated. So they state that that's a signal that we're so powerful that they need to actually come up with some very elaborate contrivances to control us. And the kids are taking this on so that we wake up to what's going on. And she really talks about mothers that need to protect themselves with respect to the time when they're pregnant and that they're building a being. Because if it doesn't come out healthy, then you'll be taking care of it, or else they give it away, or some agency may have to take care of it. And the Pleiadians state that a pregnant mother watching television and using smartphones and going to the movies, it bombards the fetus, and it is not a nourishing environment. They also state that no one can take your imagination from you unless they tie you to a television and open your eyes with a toothpick. An interesting point. And, of course, there are some people on the planet whose desire is to turn humans into cyborgs. That's the tyranny. And that's the tyranny that was noted in this sector of the universe and why there's so many positive extraterrestrials helping us out. And that the world at the moment is split by agreements and beliefs. They also state that when your eyes look straight forward at a screen, it shuts down brainwave frequency. Definitely, they believe that large is difficult to maintain. And in the bigger picture, the economic downturn will be the least of our problems, but that a positive, optimistic attitude is important, and that you can and will adapt to financial upheaval. And when you laugh, you strengthen your energy field. The missing component in building the new era is to know the difference and recognize deceit and deception. And they note that there will be some earth changes in the next couple of years, and that your safe space is built by your mind. And when they were asked specifically where safe places were, they didn't state exactly initially, but during the course of the transmission, they mentioned the Appalachian Mountains from between Georgia to all the way to Maine. And that they mentioned as well. The coastal areas were not good because of water and flooding, and that it's going to be important to grow food. They even mentioned a particular city, that Malibu was not a good spot. They felt it was very much in jeopardy and very high risk. It'd be a lot safer inland, that food would be a priority everywhere, and that food will not travel halfway around the world to you like it used to, and because there'll be a lot more gridlock of transportation. Made an interesting comment about losing some of the birds, and they say that if we lose the birds, we lose our world, because the birds awaken nature, and the birds sing songs that help balance nature and create stability. And they believe that the rural areas will adapt by simplicity, and they think it's all about cleaning up and getting rid of. And they state that in this 15-year period, you will start to see more ETs. The world's population is less and has been less for many years. People cannot get pregnant as easily as they used to. And not only that, but in America, young people are dealing with so much debt that they're not really thinking about, you know, raising a family. The elitists, of course, have about $1 billion as the goal. But in any event, the Pleiadians think that lots of people are going to leave. They also stated that social programs would disappear, that as time goes on, there's going to be lots of people sick, and they even mentioned that there have been some attempts at large-scale wipeout of the population due to disease, but it's not being allowed, and that also nuclear plans have also been stopped. And they do state, though, that even though we're getting lots of help in this regard, by 2028, even if nothing big happens in that regard, probably a few billion less over that period of time. It's more difficult to raise a family now unless you're part of a larger, stronger community like the Amish, Mennonite, etc. They do suggest to certainly be out of debt if possible, to keep your own supplies of food and what you need. They do state that precious metals don't lose their value, and if there's a big financial conundrum coming down. And they also stated that if you look too affluent, that the barbarians could be at your gate, so you need to create a safe space. They make an interesting comment with respect to basically that we're in a financial crisis and a health crisis, and that ill people are looking for love. And it is love that pulls them out and love that saves them. They also note that medicines and pharmaceuticals are being found to be less effective, that placebos are actually more powerful now. And they stated that billions of people are going to get sick. The medical system can't handle it. Everything we're doing about health is completely backward, and that which does not come out of integrity will not survive because of the new frequencies. They suggest a good dose of sunlight, not being afraid of the sun, eating good nutritious food, and a good peaceful rest at night. And they also very much emphasize to not have electronics in the bedroom. And the Pleiadians, they think that we have really been, you know, sold a bill of goods with respect to some of the religious structures, and that they're all, the religions were extensions of control mechanisms to manage humanity. Interesting perspective. And moving on now to the Syrians, they They gave this predictions actually back in about 2013. 2014, they thought, was a year of unfoldment. 2015 was reinventing ourselves. And to stir the pot, there would be comets and asteroids that would be visible. But they state that there would be nothing major regarding any kind of celestial catastrophe, that 2020 is the accomplishment point. 2015 is a year of invention, replacement of natural power, that free energy will be talked about, but it'll be more about solar and wind. More people will be wanting to shut down nuclear energy. And with respect to the political situation, 2015 and 16, with the flow of political agendas, many will feel hopeful to vote for something. That will take some new form. Interesting that they also note that Channel Bashar stated that by 2016 everything would change, and especially new economic ideas, that these would happen one step at a time. And interesting comment that they made about changes in the educational system, at least an alternative system, that would be more a community-based alternative learning, and it would be called a fractal university, and only facilitators and participants open to a group mind mentality. And they state that it will be big by 2025. And they state that attack and war is no longer necessary. Only the way wars cease is when enough people realize that war is not the answer. There'll be more mass meditation groups, and they state clearly that violence, mass suffering, and poverty is not the answer. They state that it'll be quite trendy for people to get involved with meditation and to be involved with listening to shows like ET Yoga, because that'll be it'll help you with your self-empowerment. And they state that Russia, China, and India will have very intense innovations and regarding consciousness, that the BRICS alliance, the world will follow suit with the BRIC, and many countries are signing on to end wars and poverty, to clear the air, the water, and the environment. They say that the biggest, newest inventions and innovations will come from the youth, not the elders. That certain children are already born, already are here with the purpose of connecting their ideas with devices to clean up the oceans and to replenish the planet. And they also state that how nature itself is a living internet. It's a transformational opportunity, and that the the more that you're in tune with nature, the better off you can be. They believe that the there will be some ET disclosure, that certain contacts will take place, but they believe that not before 2020, that with respect to this, though, many people will have had contact on board ships between 2015 and 2020, and that this whole topic needs to be handled carefully. But many will realize, though, through sightings and their own personal experiences, that we are not alone. And it'll become obvious that there are ET groups behind lots of programs here on the planet, and that there'll be more spacecraft and sightings. And they also state that we can look forward to seeing a type of crop circle in the sky as we are moving into higher levels of being. And on a final note, they state that there's much information, lots of talk about people being concerned about the development of a new world order. They're saying just do what works for you. Don't even think about it, because it's not going to happen. And they believe that in that regard, it's just a waste of time and energy to be concerned about that particular topic. And now I'd like to move on to one of my favorites, Alex Collier, and Andromeda predictions. And Alex actually did this for channeling a little bit earlier than the others. And Alex Collier dictated the following predictions made by the Andromedan Council, reported by the Andromedan Compendium, that there would be scientific proof of dimensions and higher self-consciousness is going to occur. Reincarnation will be scientifically proven and demonstrated. Acknowledgments of life elsewhere in the universe, and they're already starting to set you up for that. We will have extraterrestrial contact with at least 9 different races. An introduction to clean, free energy devices based on magnetic fields. Knowledge that the Earth is hollow and capable of sustaining life within, and knowledge of a city called Kalnagor that was originally built by Lyrans, and those are our human forefathers in the galaxy. Knowledge of the lost lands of Atlantis. This has already occurred. It is off the coast of Portugal, but they have done a great job of keeping it hidden. Discovery of a large temple complex in the Pacific, 150 miles southeast of Easter Island that belonged to Lemuria. Morinay and the Russians already know it's there. The knowledge that we see, that what we see in the physical is a holographic imprint and directed from a higher portion of ourselves. Now, if that is true, we've got nobody to blame. It means that responsibility rests right on your shoulders, and you've got to own it because you can't dump it off on someone else. Stop being a victim because you're only in denial that you created the situation. If you created it, then you can uncreate it. But you have to take responsibility and be clear on your intent. Knowledge that human consciousness is not in the brain, but is located entirely in the energy fields that surround the body. That's who you are. You're not the body. We shall have the realization on how our past and present educational processes have not prepared us to be creative, conscious thinkers. That organic life exists on 7 planets and 15 moons in our solar system. The general discovery that each of us is part of the whole and that we are a significant part of the idea of what we call God, and that God is the idea called love. That we, as a product of extraterrestrial genetic manipulation, are possessors of a vast gene pool consisting of many different racial memory banks, also consisting of at least 22 different races. Because of our genetic heritage and because we are spirit, the benevolent extraterrestrial races actually view us as being royalty. Now, this has to be the best-kept secret in the solar system, at least on this planet anyway. They actually consider us royalty, all of us. And I'd like to expand on one of those concepts that Alex brought up about one of his predictions has already come true. A few episodes ago on ET Yoga, I shared the information that the body was a projection of consciousness. And I'm going to quote a little bit from a previous program when it was stated that your body is not the real you. Your body is merely a projection of what you believe yourself to be. If you could discover that you are pure consciousness and that you are, that who you really are is an infinite creative awareness that is manifesting reality and co-creating reality with other aspects of yourself, because every being is an expression of the infinite universal consciousness we have labeled as God, then you can start to take complete control over your body, your health, and your life. Chronic pain, disease, illness, or the old injuries that you have in your body are not actually in your body. They are in your mind. More specifically, They are a function of your perception. Your atoms are always changing, and your molecules are too. But as new atoms come, and as new molecules are formed, and as you flash in and out of existence, your energetic field is telling them where to go, what to do, and how to align with one another. Therefore, you're holding disease, illness, pain, and injuries within your consciousness, and thus they are imprinted in your energetic field, and only then do they proceed to manifest in your physiology. If this is the case, then not only is our health completely under our willful control, but the rate at which we age may be under our control as well. All this sounds fantastic, yes, but these changes are noticeable within the human body and mind, even after a little bit of practice and training. So decide to feel and experience it for yourself and learn how to meditate. This is what evidence is clearly suggesting. The only hindrance to tapping into this nature of the universe is our own conscious awareness, your level of attention, and your beliefs. Our ability to heal is directly related to our level of attention and level of belief. For example, we can heal ourselves of any affliction, illness, disease, or injury that is possible so long as we have absolute certainty, a knowing that we will be healed. And this is directly achieved by accessing the most fundamental levels of reality through deep meditation. This is because at the fundamental level of reality, anything is possible, and the restructuring of reality is dictated entirely by our beliefs and expectations. We are pure energy, and there is infinite potential in that energy. It is entirely up to us what we choose to manifest out of the field in our lives and bodies. You have no limitations, and nothing is impossible. It is only your beliefs which dictate what you can and cannot do. And by the way, that also is a belief held by the Ultimate Truths of Reality, which can be found at the College of Christ Consciousness. And I quote from that there are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it is happening as a result of the way I think. The appearance of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my beliefs. And, of course, in dealing with any kind of predictions, another one of Bashar's big four is throwing positive spin on outer circumstances. So a positive experience for you, learn to do positive spin. And if you're new to ET Yoga, I'll briefly cover that. Events don't come with built-in meanings. We place a definition, and from that definition, emotion is created. When you consciously place a positive spin on an emotion in an emotional way on an outer circumstance, the result will be a positive experience. And the physics of that is that basically what you're doing is that we're living in a holographic universe, and what you're doing is attracting the positive holographic inserts to that situation. The formula, as Bashar states, is a negative spin on an outer circumstance, you'll have a negative experience. Positive spin on outer circumstance, you'll have a positive experience. And he also states that the primary function of the rational mind is to throw positive spin on outer circumstance. To me, this is the most important factor in any kind of prediction. And when I used to do I Ching, I used to think of the 64 hexagrams, that certain of them were more favorable than others. Now I look at them all as being the same, because there's a positive side to every one of them, and there's a positive side to every circumstance and every situation. And to me, this whole idea of mastering the art of positive spin is the best tool that I could possibly think of. And over the course of years, I've challenged ET Yoga listeners to log down anything that they define as a negative in their life. And when you define that negative, throw a positive emotional spin on it. Take a couple minutes to throw a positive emotional spin that even if you can't see any possible way that something good can come from it, just try it and log it down, write it down. Some things happen more quickly than others. Some will happen, you know, almost immediately. Some will take months or even years. But if you keep track of this and practice it, you'll soon get it. And once you get it, it'll blow your mind because it actually works. So this whole idea of positive spin on outer circumstance to me is the key to anything. Because what do you really desire? Do you desire a positive experience? Then you need to really change your framework of you're making your definitions. And as Bashar would say, view everything as a gift, and then you can spend the rest of your life opening up presents. And he actually gives an example of what he calls the radio thief. And the radio thief story kind of goes like this, that guy had a wish for a really nice top-of-the-line stereo for his car, and he didn't have the money for the top one, but he got the next best one. And the first week he had it, somebody stole it from him and damaged his dash on his car. And when he went to the insurance, they told him where to go to get his car fixed. And this whole time he kept a positive spin on the circumstance. And eventually what happened, he got his money for the car to be fixed, and the damage in the dash wasn't as severe as initially thought, so actually that was part was fixed for free, and that gave him enough extra money so that when he actually got the stereo put in, he could buy that top-of-the-line one that he wanted in the first place. An example of throwing positive spin on an outer circumstance instead of being a victim and blaming and being in a mode of emotional complaint, he threw positive spin on the circumstance. A positive experience is the result. If you practice the technique, what in time you'll find is you'll be telling all your friends about it because it works. And at this point in time, I'd like to wish everyone my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in our usual manner, we'll close out the show with Bashar's XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ Extraterrestrial Meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then, imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond, going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity, faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back, all the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity, and it returns, but a little faster now, and faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you, out the front, all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now, out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety- on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is, and as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse, you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.